Friday night, Under the Lights, Russ Robinson here, along with George Broadstreet. We'll be talking tonight with people all over the state of Mississippi as football is in full swing. It was a beautiful fall night. A lot of big games already early in the season, and we'll be here till midnight tonight. Mark this number down. If you've never called the show, we want you to call the show, introduce yourself. Ty Bailey will be on the phone. He'll take your call, and you can get in and talk about maybe what your school did tonight, where they are in the standings, anything that you want to talk about your high school football game tonight. Call 601-401-6867. That's 601-401-6867. And George, a lot of interesting matchups across the state tonight, but probably none as big as Oak Grove.
Next week.
Oh, is that next week?
That's next week.
Okay. Well, I was just getting... they played that 7A school over in Georgia last week.
Yeah, Greenville Christian played. Yeah, that's right. And Oak Grove played Hattiesburg, I believe. So we'll check that score in just a few minutes. I'm sorry we haven't seen you so long. We had to check your ID before we let you in the building.
No, the guards met me there. Then who are you again? I said, I'm George's friend. Oh, okay, go on in.
Yeah.
But it's good to be back, and I want a big thanks to Reed Vance for filling in.
Yeah.
And did a great job, and you know, a lot of good games last week, and I think now a lot of the non-conference stuff is getting out of the way, and pretty soon in the next week or so, they'll be heading into the district play.
Well, I mean, you know, of the show, this is week four. For some of the schools, they're not quite that. Some of the schools have played four games, some have played three, some have played two.
Yeah.
But I do notice that, and Will made a point when he sent me his spreadsheets and stuff this afternoon. He said they're not near. There's not the cancellations that we had the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be one or two, a couple there somewhere, but not near the disruption that there was like last week or the week before,
or even the last year.
Yeah. Well, and of course, you know, the week before we had the hurricane and the whole thing, but
got through that pretty good.
Well, Mississippi did. I don't know that Louisiana did, but we were pretty fortunate in a lot of ways there.
So, you know, let's go ahead and start out. We'll go to the Malone score desk here and find out what you've got so far.
Actually, we have a fair number of scores. We'll start from the top. Baldwin beat Tishomingo County by the score of 60-14. It was Bay Springs 44, Heidelberg nothing. New Albany beat Byhalia by the score of 50-7. Callaway edged Provine tonight 14-12. It was Collierville, Tennessee over Center Hill 47-6. Let's see some others that we had. This was a really interesting game that some of us were following here a little bit while ago. Brandon hosted Clinton tonight. Brandon's 0-2. Clinton was 1-1. Clinton was ahead 24-10, fairly deep in the third quarter. But Brandon got a fumble and scored just in the waning seconds and beat Clinton tonight 31-24. So that's a little bit of a surprise there.
Big surprise.
But that was at Brandon. But anyway, that's not a district game.
No.
But that was a good crosstown matchup for sure. Noxapater edged Coffeyville 13-12. Tupelo shut out Corinth 56-0. It was Kemper County over Forest 40-0. South Jones beat Forest County AHS 49-14. Hancock shut out Greene County 37-0. Grenada edged Hernando 40-22. Smithville 31, Hamilton nothing. It was Horn Lake beating Lake Cormorant 27-14. Itawamba AHS over North Pontotoc 40-14. D'Iberville over Jefferson Davis County 27-7. Philadelphia edged Leake Central 40-39. Madison Central had no trouble tonight with Northwest Rankin winning that game 38-7. A few other scores that we have. It was Myrtle beat Thrasher 47-7. Northeast Jones over Perry Central 26-6. Oak Grove beat Hattiesburg tonight 27-0. So I believe they'll match up against Greenville next week.
Yeah, pretty well, I'm sure.
Yeah. Ocean Springs is off to a great start. They're now 3-0. They beat George County 51-28. Pearl shut out Morton 35-0. Pensacola Catholic School beat St. Stanislaus 9-7. It was Petal over Columbia 14-7. Picayune won for the third time tonight. They beat Gulfport 35-21. Raleigh over Taylorsville 44-7. It was Houston over Shannon 49-6. South Panola beat Cordova, Tennessee 42-6. East Central shut out South Pike 27-0. It was Lafayette beat South Haven 12-8. Starkville over Olive Branch 38-7. Let's see, Leake Academy beat Union 48-13. Raymond beat Velma Jackson 26-12. Vicksburg shut out Canton 46-0. And some MAIS scores that we can pass along. Central Hines beat Silliman of Louisiana 34-20. It was Greenville St. Joe, your opponent last week. They beat Indianola tonight 32-14. Hartsville won for the fourth time this year. They beat Presbyterian Christian 42-14. Heritage Academy remains undefeated. They beat South Pontotoc 42-21. Jackson Prep got back to an even 2-2 record. They beat Lamar School 51-14. MRA won for only the second time. They played Pulaski of Arkansas, really good school up in Arkansas, lost last weekend, but MRA beat Simpson tonight 42-7. It was Oak Forest winning over Capaya 42-27. And last but not least, Benton Academy beat Winona Christian 49-13. That's what we've got right now.
Well, you mentioned that Oak Forest score. There was a lot of question whether they were even going to get to play in the next couple of weeks because they went through the hurricane.
Right.
And it actually twisted their goalpost.
Really?
Yes, it went right down through the field and twisted the goalpost. So,
wait, that won't work.
No, not unless you kick like me and you're off to the right anyway. But they didn't know how long they'd have power. But you know, a lot of these folks came together. A lot of these power companies came together from other states, got down to Louisiana, and really, I think we're getting better at getting this.
Well, I mean, I think from the numbers I saw last night, they've gotten the power back on in a lot of places. And that doesn't mean everything's fixed, but they've gotten at least some power. So that's a good thing.
We got anybody online?
Mike from
Hattiesburg. Oh, good, good. Well, let's bring Mike in. He, of course, covers the Hattiesburg Tigers. And, Mike, you and I talked back before the season, and you told me how young this team was, although they have played pretty well. That's just a tall order going against Oak Grove. I'm having a hard time getting a little technical difficulty here picking Mike up. Mike, you there?
Hello.
There you are. The miracle of radio.
Yeah, Chris found him.
There we go.
It's red hot because it works. All right. Tough night against a very good team.
It was, Russ. Lost 27-0, but believe it or not, defense actually played very well. It was 20-0 at halftime, 20-0 after three quarters, and Oak Grove tacked on a late touchdown. But we're just young right now, and it's not showing it on the scoreboard, but we are getting better. And playing the number one team in the state just gonna make you better. So Coach Vance has got a lot of work to do, but the players are staying confident and staying focused. But we're gonna get better, and just took one on the chin tonight, but Oak Grove's the real deal. Let me tell you that. Oak Grove is the real deal.
And you know, they have been for the past couple of years, but going against, you said Tony Vance's son, who's a ninth grader, is he starting at quarterback for the Tigers?
He is starting at quarterback for the Tigers. Got a sophomore at running back for the Tigers. In fact, Russ, on the offensive side of the ball, the Tigers lost 10 starters last year. The only returning starter was an offensive lineman. So he's having to revamp his whole entire offense with nothing but 9th and 10th graders. But, playing 9th and 10th graders, all you're going to do is get experience and you're going to get better. And, I expect by the time region play comes around that the Tigers will be better.
Well, I've not seen Oak Grove, but I have seen Greenville Christian. That is going to be some kind of matchup next week.
Oh, yes, it is. And if I'm not mistaken, did I see on Twitter tonight that Greenville Christian wound up having their game canceled at the last minute tonight?
We don't have anything on that. I know that they were trying to put together a game this weekend, and I think they thought they had one, but maybe they looked at maybe the opposing team looked at how good they were and decided not to play. I don't know, but we'll check that out on Twitter. But that's going to be some kind of head knocker next week down in Hattiesburg.
Yes, it will. And the Tigers, it don't get any easier next week, Russ, as we play Meridian.
Oh, and who's an improving Meridian team? Where do you play them?
I'll play them in Hattiesburg.
Okay.
In Hattiesburg. So we'll have another home game, and then I'll be calling y'all again next week.
All right, Mike, I appreciate you calling in. Sometimes you get these years, but you're doing a good job down there. And I'm like you. I think we'll see the Tigers around when it comes to the end. Appreciate it, brother. Have a good week.
All right, you too, Russ.
All right. They got to be dancing in the streets at Crystal Springs tonight.
Well, Crystal Springs had their game. I think they were one of the cancellations last week.
Right.
So we missed Ty's call. You weren't here, but we missed Ty's call.
But he's back and larger than life tonight.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's go to the telephone. Ty, you're excited tonight, big boy, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Please send Jefferson County to the woods head, baby.
And what was the score?
The final score was, and I texted it to you, it was Crystal Springs 45, Jefferson County 6.
Okay. Now, Jefferson County, now what is the difference between Jefferson County and Lance Mancuso's team?
That's Jefferson Davis County.
Okay, yeah, okay. So Jefferson County.
Now Jefferson Davis is in 8-3A. Jefferson County is in 7-3A.
Right.
So, yeah.
But a big win for Crystal Springs tonight. Did they throw the football like they did last year, or they run it tonight?
They mostly probably ran it. I didn't go, but ran it and threw it, mostly.
Who you got next week?
We got homecoming next week. We got Wilkinson County, and the week after that, we got Port Gibson. So that should be two easy wins right there.
Watch out now.
Watch out now. You're stepping out on a limb out there, Ty. There's no such thing as an easy win.
No easy.
Well, I'm going to let you say it before we cut you loose.
Come down. Welcome hard.
Thanks, Ty.
That's the reason the state only won by 1 point last week. We didn't have that last week.
We didn't have
missed that.
Boy, did they pull
that
out.
They needed
then,
it.
Did they?
If they needed that little extra,
they didn't have it.
Yeah.
They didn't have it.
Well, yeah.
I had a chance to be in Mike Leach's office and visit with him 2 weeks ago, and he's pretty excited about the state and what they're doing, what they're trying to run the ball. And boy, that was a wild one last week with the Brandon quarterback, Will Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he threw the ball everywhere. And,
yeah.
And I was impressed with the young man from Louisiana Tech. I mean,
yeah.
You don't think of Louisiana Tech, hanging with an SEC team, but
I listened to the good bit of that game. Did you notice how many transfers Louisiana Tech has?
Yes, a few.
A few. I mean, college football is a different Different animal.
Yeah.
It's different.
It is.
Yeah.
You may start with a team, but you may not finish with that team. So, hey, we want you to call in tonight and give us the score of your game tonight. A lot of folks get in the car and head, you know, from the stadium to the house, and that might be, you know, 50 miles. If you get a chance, give us a call, 601-401-6867. Friday Night Under the Lights will continue in a moment, made possible tonight by Fast Corporate Credit. We'll be back. Do you have anybody? All right, call.
And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for non-stop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition. Compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were nine in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us, it's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Malone Roofing. They're more than just roofers. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet. Ty Bailey's on the phone if you want to give him a call. 601-401-6867. If you want to just give him a score of your school tonight, or if you want to talk about your school tonight, your ball game, you can certainly do that. We got Josh West on the phone. He's going to give us a report on Tri-County and Benton Academy. But George got a couple of scores one just handed to him.
Well, I did want to mention this was a good game that kind of went a little bit back and forth in the early going, but Wayne County beat Pascagoula tonight 42-20. So that's one that we had not passed along. Also, Northeast Jones beat Perry Central by the score of 26-6.
Okay. All right, let's go to the telephone where Josh West wants to talk a little Tri-County and Benton Academy. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Man, talk about a good night. My War Eagles win by 22.
Yeah. Hey, I heard Kerry Metzer tell me, he said, this is a good football team down in Wayne County that not many people are talking about.
No, because we just got to stay on the field. It has been, COVID rocked our world last year, and then the 2 weeks of virtual to start and the 4-5, and it's just been, it's been a nightmare, but everybody's been dealing with it. And, you know, I've been fortunate to be, you know, covering the MSAIS, and, you know, I've got to give them props for being the banner carriers. I don't know if we have high school football last year without the private school leagues. I mean, that's a known known. I don't know if we have college football without the SEC. So, you have some people step up and lead the way, and everybody else is able to follow and find a way forward to make it happen. And I think it really brought a lot of joy to a lot of people in a very difficult time. And, you know, Russ, Tri-County, we expected a war tonight with Riverfield. Two-time defending state champs. They've just been amazing games. A few years ago, they overcome a 20-point fourth-quarter deficit, beat us 50-49 at our place. Then beat us in the rematch in the state championship, had a chance to tie it late. And we go 95 yards and beat them by one at our place last year. And then we come out tonight, go 75 yards and 13 plays in almost 6 minutes to start the game, go up 7-0, then get a pick six, then score on the first play of the second quarter, go up 19-0. We let it 35-0 with 5:11 to go in the first half.
Ooh.
Ended up leading 42-0 at the half, and then won it 48-7.
Running clock.
Shock. Yeah, running clock. I mean, just we're just blown away. I mean, you know, you've been in those seasons, Russ, where you run out of superlatives for these kids and what they're able to do. They're they're doing amazing things. And, you know, it's a long year. We've got to stay healthy. We've got to continue to grow. But we've just really jumped on people early and played well. And Zach Clark continues to play well. 14 carries, 190 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's also got a 90-yard kickoff return. So he's got 11 touchdowns in about 8 quarters of football. Trace Dearman goes for 108 and a score. Defense, first team defense has not given up a score all year through 4 games. So, I mean, it's remarkable what they're doing. And then you guys want to know about Benton.
Yeah.
Y'all want to know about my buddy Burton. How about Benton? 4-0. They go out tonight and win 49-13. And then Caden Stevens is a guy that, you know, people need to be talking about this kid. Had 25 carries for 242 yards and 2 touchdowns, all in the first half. And he's got 90 carries and 880 yards through 4 games.
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. What's his name again?
And excuse me, through 3 games because they had a forfeit. So you're looking at through 3 games. So they're 4-0 with a forfeit. Huge win for them tonight. Caden Stevens,
we're going to hear
90 carries, 880 yards through 3 games. I got those stats from Kenny. I gave him a text. I said, hey, Russ wants me on for the scoreboard show, so I got to give y'all a shout-out. But it's a neat story. Now, they may have picked up a couple of kids, but when I talked to him right around camp starting or right before camp started, they had 20 guys out, 10 seniors. Will Saxton headed to Southern Miss to play offensive line for Will Hall. And they've got, you know, they've got some other kids, a couple of other nice players on that team too. But, I mean, they've got, that's Iron Man football. They do, I mean, not to take anything away from 8-man, but they want to continue to play 11-man football, and you've got to appreciate that. And they've got maybe 20, 21, 22 kids, tops.
Wow.
And they're doing what they're doing. So, you know, they're playing for a runner-up behind Greenville. As long as Greenville continues to fill that team this year, you hate to say anything to a foregone conclusion, but it's kind of a foregone conclusion.
I agree. Yeah,
going to win 3A.
You can hate to say it, so, but it is true. So, It is what it is. Did you tell me that Tri-County... Did you tell me Tri-County had a Cade Shepherd's brother playing on that team?
Yeah, Camp had the pick six tonight.
Okay.
Camp had the pick six in that second series.
Well, you know, I called the...
Go
ahead.
Yep. We get the touchdown, then Camp gets the pick six, and he's really playing well as well.
I did the Hines game last night, and his brother Cade is getting playing time with the Eagles.
Yeah, Cade had the... I was right above you in the press box. I didn't get a chance to get down there and see you during your broadcast, but saw that game. Cade had the MAIS kid with a first down catch, fourth down conversion catch, and does a lot of nice things for that program on special teams.
I was going to say, I didn't see you last night. I looked at Chris, and Chris nodded his head, yeah, you were there. I didn't even see you there.
Nope, I was just camping out, working on stats, getting ready for tonight.
Okay. Hey, man, thanks so much for the report on both of those schools. Tri-County looks like Tri-County, and going to keep an eye on this young man from Benton. I mean, you got that many yards, you're getting them against somebody, and he'll be a nice pickup. Josh?
And you got to give Benton props, because you want them to continue. If they want to continue to play 11-man, you hope they continue to have enough players to do so.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of teams that would rather play 11. But, we cover the 8, and Joel will have that in the second hour. And
the 8's awesome. The 8's awesome. If you hadn't seen it, it's fantastic.
It is a fun game, not only to watch, it's a fun one to call. Josh, be careful, and have a great weekend, my friend.
All right, you too. Take care.
All righty.
I got a few scores here, Russ, that we've not passed along. This was a really good game in Vicksburg tonight. Warren Central ended up defeating Germantown 27-24.
Ooh, that's
so they were both 2-0, and of course Germantown's got those two dandy dozens.
Yeah,
Warren Central's just tough as leather at home.
Jared Schatz is going to call in and talk to us about the Vikings tonight.
Okay. Laurel edged Mendenhall 24-21. Kosciuszko beat Lewisburg 40-12. McGee over Florence 23-7. And this one we just got a few minutes ago, but West Lauderdale ended up outscoring Meridian and won 45-42.
I'm not going to put that in the shocker category, but that's a huge win for West Florida. They don't normally play each other.
No, they don't. No, they sure don't.
Wow, big game there.
Yeah.
We're going to step aside. Kerry Metzler is on deck, and we're gonna take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll have Kerry. Kerry says we have to get to him before 20 to 11 or it's lights out.
Yeah.
We got a lot of folks going to call in tonight. Some good coaches are going to be calling in, and certainly hope that if you're out there driving around, if you're at the house, whatever you're doing, you want to call the show, please do so. 601-401-6867. Somebody texted me last week that was listening to the show, said he called his score in for his school, and they never had before.
Okay.
And said, hey, we heard about our game on the scoreboard show. That's pretty neat.
Well, yeah.
So that's what we want. We want people to call in and get us those scores that it's tough for us to get. By the way, you mentioned that Gulfport game. Who was that? Gulfport and was it Pascagoula?
No, it was Picayune.
Picayune. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's who's...
That's Kerry's going to talk about.
Kerry's on deck, and he'll be talking to us about that. Let me remind you that tonight's show being made possible by Credit Concepts. That's Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. We're going to take a time out, and when we come back, we'll have Kerry on the phone. Got several coaches that are going to call in tonight. Got some broadcasters going to call in tonight. I really would like to hear about... Well, Ray Coleman is going to call in about the Clinton game.
Yeah.
And that's a big win for Brandon tonight.
Well, yeah, it really was. And the fact that I think they scored the last 21 points of the game to win. So that'd be interesting to hear that, how that came out.
So is Clinton 2-2 now? Or?
No, they'd be 1-2.
Yeah.
They'd be 1-2 because
they beat
Northwest. Yeah, Northwest Rankin. And then they've lost two games. One, they went for two in double overtime and didn't make it, and they lost the first game to Ocean Spring. And then apparently they not sure how the distance, but the pass in the waning seconds, I mean literally with just seconds to play, and they turned the ball over, and that's the right way Brandon got the ball. So that's a tough way to lose.
It is, and I think a lot of people aren't going to realize how big that Ocean Springs game was until about midway through the season.
Ocean Springs is tough.
They're tough. They're old Greyhounds.
Old Greyhounds.
The Greyhounds are doing a good job down there on the coast. And they, I tell you, none of these guys in 6A have an easy schedule.
No. It's brutal. I mean, Clinton's schedule is just absolutely brutal. I mean, it's kind of hard to say, but maybe it'd have better to have bad luck now, good luck
a little
later.
Bit later on, yeah. You might sneak into the playoffs even though you lost the game early. Hey, 601-401-6867. And we'd love to have you call us and talk to us about your game. We'll take a timeout. Friday Night on the Lights continues in a moment.